This is KJZZ's Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman, your host for this podcast adventure, a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona. It is Monday, February the 16th. Happy President's Day if you choose to celebrate. And let's start off with a check of the news. Researchers from the University of Arizona and other institutions published a study on the trends and disparities associated with heat-related illnesses. As Ignacio Ventura reports, they looked into the increase of emergency calls in recent years among different age groups.
The team looked at these activations from 2019 to 2024 and examined them through heat-related and non-heat-related categories. Researchers found that calls for heat-related matters increased faster than those for non-heat-related ones in specific subgroups, like people of certain ages or specific geographic regions, including Arizona. Chris Lim is an assistant professor in U of A's Public Health College.
So we saw faster increases in heat-related EMS calls versus non-heat-related in people living in low-income neighborhoods. We also saw faster increases in middle-age groups, 35 to 54, and also 55 to 64-year-olds.
Lim says the findings of the study can be used to develop policies and protections to those populations vulnerable to the heat. Ignacio Ventura, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Members of the Scottsdale Unified School District's governing board are at odds over how to make necessary budget cuts. From the Education Desk, Bridget Dowd has details.
The district is looking for cost-saving options as it faces a nearly $8 million budget shortfall. The board has already approved two school closures and was considering cutting the number of guidance counselors, but that raised concerns from students like Vivian Spire.
Part of the reason my brother was able to attend a top 10 university was because he and our counselor were able to have a relationship where she could write him a personalized recommendation letter. If we cut down on counselors, there is no way for the remaining counselors to have enough time to really get to know each student.
Board member Matthew Patinsky was also concerned about cutting vital staff members. He advocated for closing more underutilized schools to preserve the resources they offer.
The fastest way to continue to decline in enrollments is to do what seems fair and spread pain and spread costs and slowly dilute the quality of the experience.
Other board members suggested cutting marketing dollars, but some say that's important to attracting more students. They've chosen not to change the ratio of counselors to students for now, which leaves the district with a smaller cushion of savings. Bridget Dowd, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, the power grid in western states is undergoing strain. And now a new report argues the region's governments and utilities need to work together to keep the lights on and the costs down. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
Electricity demand across the West is climbing fast, driven by longer and hotter summers, data centers, and new manufacturing. Leah Rubin-Shen is with the advocacy group Advanced Energy United, which produced the report. She says the region's power grid wasn't built for that kind of growth.
Because right now there are 38 different entities across 11 Western states, all individually doing their own balancing within their own footprint of that supply and demand.
She says that makes it harder to move electricity where it's needed most, especially when demand spikes during extreme weather. The report lays out a path toward a single west-wide energy market aimed at lowering costs and improving reliability across the region. Nevada and Colorado have passed laws requiring their utilities to join a regional energy market by 2030. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Well, just as spring training is beginning around the valley, a plan to build a hotel and housing for the Chicago Cubs near their massive spring training facility in Mesa is underway. Ignacio Ventura has more on that.
An animal shelter once occupied the area now intended for potential development of the project. The site spanning over 3 acres would be built on vacant land and be next to Sloan Park, the largest MLB spring training stadium. The campus includes a 5-story housing building intended as a private residential facility for seasonal baseball players. A 4-story hotel would be for general public use and team-related lodging. Amenities planned include a pool, sports court, and barbecue area. According to the site plan, the den on Rio Salado would support the city's economic and sports tourism goals. Ignacio Ventura, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, following the recent groundbreaking of Sunt Construction's new facility, Apache Junction is emerging as a new hub for manufacturing and development. As Lily Roseborough reports, it's set to open in 2027 and is expected to create about 100 jobs.
Apache Junction is opening its doors to new opportunities in the manufacturing industry. With close proximity to the US 60 and a growing workforce, Economic Development Director Ryan Kaup says the city is looking to continue this trend.
We're absolutely open to multiple different types of manufacturing. So semiconductor, aerospace, those are all up our alley moving forward. And we think that we've got a great workforce with blue collar workers, as well as a lot of white collar workers starting to move in, and really just that untapped residential growth.
Kaup says the city hopes that Sun's move to the Far East Valley inspires other companies to follow suit. Lily Roseborough, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Crews recently started a fuel reduction project at the Scottsdale McDowell Sonoran Preserve. The work, which is happening on Dove Valley Trail, is being done to prepare for the upcoming fire season. Jenna Cole is the McDowell Sonoran Preserve director.
So this project is a proactive step to reduce wildfire risk and improve emergency access along a key control feature that's in the north end of the McDowell Sonoran Preserve, right along our boundary with the Tonto National Forest.
The city encourages hikers and bikers to be aware of their surroundings while the work's being done on the trail. The project's expected to last 3 to 4 weeks. Residents in Pima County are set to vote on the future of transportation there. From the Fronteras Desk in Tucson, Elisa Resnick has details.
The special election coming up Tuesday will ask voters to decide whether to continue funding a pair of initiatives that pay for road improvements and some public transit. The Regional Transit Board, or the RTA, oversees voter-approved transit projects across southern Arizona. Voters approved the board's first 20-year plan in 2006 and have been paying a half-cent sales tax to support it since then. Now, the RTA is asking voters to fund the next 20 years of projects. The $2.67 billion proposal would continue the half-cent sales tax and fund everything from roadway improvements in rural county areas to transit services in Tucson. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
Amid a dry winter, many ski towns are not seeing their typical flood of visitors. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach reports, there are fears now that the downturn could continue into the summer.
Across the West, the amount of water stored in snow is at its lowest winter point in decades, according to federal data. So there could be less water in rivers and reservoirs come summer, which could be bad for mountain towns where economies rely on water activities.
Rafting, fishing, sailing, water skiing.
Margaret Bowes leads the Colorado Association of Ski Towns, which also includes communities in Idaho, Utah, and Wyoming.
As thirsty metro areas pull water from some of our mountain reservoirs, that's less water for recreation.
Many tourism-dependent areas are already struggling amid the snow drought. Bowes says towns may need to find new activities in the winter and summer if the trend continues. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
Well, the way you drive later in life could serve as an early warning sign of cognitive decline or dementia years before symptoms emerge. Kathy Ritchie explains.
Before you start diagnosing every driver in the Phoenix area with dementia, keep in mind more research is still needed. Dr. Chia Long Pua is a physician scientist at Barrow Neurological Institute. She says they analyzed driving data, as well as MRI scans over several years of more than 200 participants who initially did not have memory problems.
And so what we saw was that people who had more of these white matter damage, they tended over time to drive less. They make fewer trips.
White matter damage is caused by reduced blood flow to tiny vessels in the brain.
Those who later on that did develop cognitive problems, they were more likely to have these sort of unsafe driving events and crashes.
And those changes in driving patterns showed up years before the individual was formally diagnosed. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports, not much happening. In basketball, Suns off for the NBA All-Star break till Thursday. They'll return to action in San Antonio against the Spurs. Phoenix comes out of the break 9 games over .500, only 4 wins short of their win total from all of last season. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast, this Monday, February the 16th. And I'm Phil Latzman. Enjoy the day if you have it off. And we're back at you to do this again tomorrow. Talk to you then.